producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. It was yesterday that I mentioned that I was reading a book, which actually won a Pulitzer Prize, called Middlesex. And it's a very interesting book for a whole lot of reasons. But, I mean, what it talks about, it's written by a Greek man, and it's written about, to a certain extent, his family's history. And the particulars of it don't make make a whole lot of difference. But the idea being that the Greeks had the notion of fate, right? If you look at the Greek tragedies and whatever, that people are fated. And we've sort of gotten rid of that notion that the Middle Ages and the Industrial Revolution and whatever else suggested that that basically we have free will, right? So the idea is that the idea of fate is that you don't, you know, if you have free will, you don't have to worry about fate anymore. And he said, now that we understand the genome, that we're back to the notion of fate. And the issue is that, I'll just briefly tell you, which is sort of irrelevant to the discussion, but kind of interesting, that he's talking about a family who had a lot of intermarriage, and so recessive genes become dominant. And the idea being that it turned out it caused some hermaphroditism. Which was interesting. I've seen that word for years and never sort of realized that if you parse it out, it becomes Hermes and Aphrodite, who had children together. Pretty interesting, huh? Both male and female. Yeah. Anyway, the point being that once you understand, had you ever figured that out? No. I mean, it's sort of obvious once you look at it, but until you look at it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. All right, so here's the deal. Once we understand the genome and mapping of the genome, does that mean we're returning to the notion of fate as opposed to free will? And obviously, I'm one of those people, or maybe not so obviously, I'm one of those people who sort of, you know, believes much more in free will than anything else. When I say attitude is everything and you have options and whatever, okay. So the idea of the genome has returned us at least to the notion that there are some things that are out of our control, whether we call them fate or genetics or heredity or, you know, the gods having their way with us. All right. So the question is, we ask is people, do you believe in free will or fate? So, Manny, what do you think?
It's very...
kind of cool question, huh?
Yeah, it's...
It's more philosophical than we usually are around here, but nevertheless.
Yeah, it is. I feel like I guess it's been established already that part of it is free will and part of it is fate, but it's just a matter of which parts
well, that's
are
it.
That, right?
Yeah. And what percentage and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know if I could put a percentage on it, but I just feel like certain things... You know, I think the time when you leave this earth, you know, the time when it's time to die, I think it's, you know, that's a fate thing. I think.
But you think you are when you die is fated, is written ahead of time.
Yeah, I think so.
By whom?
I have no idea, but I would like to know.
But you're saying that you think it's sort of, we all have an expiration date, we just don't know what it is, but
it's
determined at the beginning, before.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I think so. But I think as far as free will, I mean, there's certain things that, you know, certain decisions you're going to make in life that I think that, you know, can certainly affect how your life is going to go after you make those decisions. You know?
All right. So give me some... All right. I want two things from you. First of all, some notion or some listing of what the things are that you think are fated. And also what the percentage is. And obviously one's going to lead to the other to a certain extent.
Well, I think, well, certainly life and death, as I said before, I think is the big one.
Okay.
I think that's really the only one that really comes to mind. I think everything else is kind of, everything else kind of comes down to this, you know, decisions that you make. You know what I mean?
All right. So you're saying that just those two big ones. What about your sex?
I mean, like your sexual orientation?
Yeah.
Or no, you just mean like the.
Well, I suppose. Well, let's start with what you suggested. Is it fated that you will be straight or gay?
Or
is that a choice?
I think it's fated.
Okay, so we've got life, death, and sexual orientation.
Mm-hmm.
What about personality?
I could say that's faded too.
All right, so you see, we get pretty quickly to more. So what's
free
will? I think
a lot of the things that you don't, I think anything that you don't really have any control over. You know what I mean? Things that you don't have any actual.
All right,
things
so,
that you can't determine.
Okay, so you can make choices, but are those choices predetermined?
I don't think so.
Okay, so life, death, sexual orientation, personality, but within those boundaries, the rest is free will.
Yeah.
Okay. That's I'm trying to think if I. It's something when you really sort of get down to thinking about it. I guess I believe in free will to the extent that what we don't know we can't affect one way or the other, so we might as well believe in free will. I'm not sure that all the choices are ours to make. As I said, I agree with you. I don't think sexual orientation is a choice. However, how we act out our impulses is up to us. Mm-hmm. The impulse itself, I don't think we have any control over. How we behave in response to the impulse, I think, is free will. So you can see the impulse itself, whether it's fated or biological or genetically determined, they all turn out to be the same thing, more or less, right? As you point out, that the issue is, do you have any control over them? Mm-hmm. So if you don't, then you could call it whatever you want, fate, religion, heredity, genome, whatever. But within that context, presumably you have all sorts of, there are if not a myriad of choices, at least more than one. So I guess I believe that believing in free will is a more is a healthier thing to buy into than not. I guess, as I said, you know me, ideas are for using, not believing. So believing in fate, I think, gets you no place. I think believing in free will at least gives you more options. So, all right, let's see what other people have said. I know. It turns out, you know, there are a lot of these things that, it's like when they asked me to write Dating for Dummies, I said, well, no, I don't think it's a book, it's a pamphlet. And, 450 pages later, I was in the first 6 months of dating. So when you really start dissecting stuff, when you really start thinking about it specifically, I was reading an article from my alum magazine. And it was interesting because either the same idea came out of Rice or he cribs from me. I said that when you really begin looking at things is when they get complicated. And the way that you find out what you know and what you don't know is explaining it to somebody. Which was really the Rice method that we all studied together, because you had to present whatever the lesson plan was, and everybody would argue with it, and that's how we all learned together. It was a very different way of learning than any place else I've ever been or every place else I'd never known. But, that's how I know. With you guys, you can hear that you can ask me questions that I've never thought of before, and sorting through it with you is trying to explain it means that I either know it or I don't know it. Okay, 855-993-7569. Let's see what other people said about fate. And if you want to call me to be fated about it, look, today is the day that we talk about movies. And I have seen each one of the movies that comes out today. So if you need to call me quickly, all right? Because, I'll take your phone call over the movies, but then I'll take the grief about people who said, how come we didn't do movies today? All right, so give me a call, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Okay, we're talking about fate versus free will and what people think about it.
We'll start with Robert, and Robert says, my close friend Marge is fate. She is the best friend. and is as close to me as any family member. Even better, my ex-wife is free will, just a marriage of sex and convenience.
Ooh, honey, we need to talk. So you're saying that your friend was a choice, that your marriage is... No, that your friend is fated, but that your marriage is free will and you made a mistake? Wow.
Donna says...
That's kind of depressing, isn't it?
It does kind of make you think a little bit, yeah.
It'll make you sad, you know.
Donna says... Short and sweet, right to the point. Donna says, it's all free will.
Well, again, I think if you're going to believe something or another, I think I would believe that.
Cindy says, certainly, I believe that we all make decisions and choices that affect our lives. However, I believe in karma. I believe that if you try to do good and treat people well, it will come back to you.
All right, well, what's the difference between karma and fate in this particular instance? I mean, I think that they are basically synonymous, don't you? I mean, in this particular use. Well, I guess, well, maybe not. I think fate may be what's determined ahead of time. Karma may be the result of... Yeah, of your behavior.
Yeah. And I guess, so your behavior is something that you...
You can affect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting perspective.
Well, I'll tell you, here's where I believe, what I'd like to believe in karma. I was at the theater last night, I know, big wooey, and I found a gold ring. And I turned it into the usher, and I said, here's the deal. You know, I found this, and if somebody claims it, that's fine. If not, I'd like it back, because I found it. And so I remember this happened to me about, I would say, in the last maybe 10 years, I found a cell phone, an iPad when they were brand new, three or four electronic devices, a camera, what else? A wallet. And I've returned all of them. And I've never left my name or address or anything. I just turned them in. And someone said to me, are you out of your mind? And I said, what do you mean? And they said, the person you turned it into will keep it. And, you know, which is, you know, it's not mine. But the point is, I found it, and if nobody else gets it, isn't it mine? And I also feel like, you know, I've lost stuff that was never returned to me. So I guess I feel like I should probably call the theater. I do have the sense, though, that, look, I hope whoever, it wasn't a wedding ring, as far as I can tell. I found a diamond ring once that was a huge, big diamond, and I turned it in. And the person, I know they got it back because they had said, the person I turned it into said that they came back and said, couldn't believe somebody had turned it in. But it wasn't mine. Again, if I find it, I think I deserve it better than the usher. Right, because usher didn't find it, I found it. So, I'll keep you in the loop on this. I hope the person who lost it actually found it. I've also found money, and what I learned to do with money, someone else taught me this, was say that you found money, and if someone calls in and says how much they lost, I'll return it to them. But turning money into somebody and expecting them, yeah, it doesn't work at all. Alrighty, 855-99-37569. Kia, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Hi, I am wondering, my question, how far do I pursue efforts to force my ex-husband to allow our 13-year-old to participate in an extracurricular sports activity?
What's the extracurricular activity?
It's soccer. So he would be going to tournaments on the weekends. That would be my weekends or my ex's weekends.
All right, so the problem is saying to him, look, if we commit to this, you have to commit to it on the weekends that you have him.
We already had that conversation. And
what did he say?
He said no, he can't afford it, and he also, which I offered to pay, it's more of a allowing him to go with me to soccer events on his weekends would be a, quote, damage to his family, to my ex's family.
How far away do you live from your ex?
About a mile.
Okay.
My attorney says that I can go through mediation.
Yeah, you don't want to do that, though.
Like, I mean, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, and this is the first of a whole lot of stuff like this. All right, so the model here is instead of being angry, figure out, look, any kind of bargaining behavior is giving, helping somebody to understand why it's in their best interest to give you what you want. So we have to figure out a way that this works for him. That there's, that he doesn't feel it's taken away, that he doesn't feel that your kid gets to spend more time with you. What does the kid want to do? Kid, I assume, wants to play soccer.
Absolutely.
All right, yeah. So has the kid gone to his dad and said, Dad, look, I'll, you know, this is what I want to do, and you know, I'll make my bed, or I'll, you know, I'll spend. All right, what's the custody arrangement? You have every other weekend. Who has him during the week?
We split.
All right, so what if you said, listen, first of all, you need your son probably to go to his grandparents. Because grandparents are saying, gee, Grammy and Grandpa, I want to play soccer, and that if we can get Dad to go along with this, then you guys can come and be my guests at the soccer game, and Mom will actually come and pick you up. Okay, so, and that's kind of an end run around, but it's still, I mean, if this is something your kid really wants to do, having your kid involved in sort of being his own advocate is not bad on a whole bunch of different levels. So it doesn't put you in the middle, because as we know, kids, especially 13-year-olds, and you've only begun to see the tip of the iceberg, are famous for sort of playing people against each other. So saying to your son, listen, one of the things to do is if your grandma and grandpa really want to come, then I'll pick them up. And, you know, you may want to point that out to your dad and your grandparents, because that'll make it a little easier. Okay, so that's one possibility. The second is to say to your husband, look, I understand that I'm intervening in the plans, and so what I was willing to do is give you another day during the week, or you know, that I have him for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and giving you, you know, the day after Christmas. Tell me what it would do to work for you, because I understand and I would probably feel the same way if it was going to be on the other side, and sooner or later, I guarantee you, Kia, it will be, because he's 13. At some point, he's going to want to go live with his dad, and it's going to be the reverse. So rather than going to mediation at this moment, understand that what the mediator is going to do is essentially what I'm suggesting you do, which is figure out what you can offer him that's valuable to him. Because the real issue here is attention must be paid. All right, that I'm the dad. I don't want him to feel like I'm, you know, the bad guy. I don't want him to feel that he prefers his mom to me. Let me put you on hold and we'll come right back. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Kia, who's, how long have you been divorced, Kia?
4 years.
Okay. Who has a 13-year-old wants to do soccer, dad's, and it will interfere with, how many weekends are we actually talking about that it'll disrupt the schedule?
It, maybe four. Tournament?
You need to know specifically. You need to know specifically, okay?
Okay.
Because that'll help. Because then what you can say is, listen, of the soccer season, four of them are going to disrupt you, this, this, and this, and I'm willing, I had a couple of thoughts, and you tell me which will work best for you, that I on three of them, I could pick you up and pick your folks up, if you like, and in the family. So, I'll get a van or whatever and take everybody to the game, and I'll host, a picnic afterwards or whatever. I mean, the point is to bribe him. And the idea is, especially with divorced parents, the issue is attention must be paid. I'm not going to, why should he get more time with her? So I agree with you. Going to mediation is going to be expensive and not productive. But if the two of you can learn to say, okay, look, I'm asking, and you can say to him at some point, he's probably going to be living with you, and the opposite's going to happen. So let's figure out a way to negotiate with one another so we don't treat the kid as a chess piece, that, this is what what, you know, this is what I'd like. It's going to disrupt this many things for this many hours. I'll bring him back, or I'll give you an extra day, or you can have an extra time during the week, or I'll take your folks, or we'll have, you know, I'll host Thanksgiving here. You know, here, tell me what will work for you.
Now, it seems like the issue at his home is more of his wife, because I think if it was just me and I think that would be fine. I think the problem is that my son talks a lot about me at his dad's house and what he's doing with mom and those types of things.
Okay.
And I think and that makes his wife jealous.
Okay, then so that's something to tackle. Well, are there I would do a double-pronged approach on that as well. I would say to your son, listen, understand that Sally really wants her to care about you, and I know you love me, but if you set it up, and this is a really prime example of 13-year-olds being manipulative, of saying, look, you're smarter than that, that Sally, your dad loves Sally, Sally's, you know, really wants to care about you, so figure out some things that you and Sally can do together, because she really wants to, she wants to be your friend, she wants to be a good stepmom, and so you can work with him on that, and it will not be perfect, but if he has the sense that he doesn't have to choose, that he's allowed to like Sally, that it doesn't threaten you, that you're perfectly okay with it, you've moved him not only in a better relationship with Sally and with your husband, but a better relationship with you and with his own psyche going forward. So that's a really valuable thing to do, and this is the perfect time to talk about it. The second thing is to say to your husband, when you're dealing with him, of look, if it makes you more comfortable, maybe I can negotiate with Sally how, you know, we could work it so it's a minimal disruption.
Okay. Yeah, that's not allowed.
You're not allowed to talk to Sally at all?
No, no.
Why?
No. I hate to say I don't know, but I think that it just started off on the wrong foot. They jumped in really quickly to spending the night together and involving our children.
But, honey, you can go back and revisit that. This is under your control. You know, we were talking earlier about fate versus free will. It may not have made you very happy. What you can do is to say to your husband and to Sally, and maybe even ask for a meeting for both of them, of, look, I think we started off on the wrong foot, and I, you know, I need to take responsibility for that and to apologize. And, you know, but I'd like us to move forward. Tell me what it will take for us to feel like we can put the kids' best interest at heart.
Okay.
Because, look, as I said, all of this, between thee and me, Sugar Plum, soccer game doesn't make any difference one way or the other. I mean, it does right now, and it's looming big. But what does make a huge difference is that somehow you can take this relationship between your ex and Sally and your kid and ratchet it down from Agent Orange, you know, from Major Alert to okay. So we may not be each other's best friends, but we can learn, we can talk with each other, we can be cool adults, we can work about what's best for the kids, and you know, we have a lot to offer one another, and this is the opportunity to do it.
That would be so awesome. I'm ready for that.
I know you are. So, but it's going to take a little bit of you apologizing. It's going to take you talking with your kid about the fact that this isn't a popularity contest. He's allowed to love both sets of families, and you talking with Sally about somehow of, you know, I think I started this off on the wrong foot, and I want to apologize, because if I was mad at anybody, it wasn't you, it was him, and you know, and I've gotten over that, and I apologize for putting you in an uncomfortable position, and so let me tell me how I can make amends. You know, I'll buy you a mani-pedi.
Love it. Love it.
All right?
I will do that.
Great. Let me know how it works. If we need to do some remedial work, we'll do it.
Thank you, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, Kia. All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, what have I got here, about 4 minutes?
Yeah, about 4 minutes.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's do away. Let's not bother with the sounder about the movies, okay? Let me just tell you, because there are so many of them, and I'm going to try and get them all reviewed for you in this segment and maybe the next one if we have to, all right? Because there are a bunch of them coming out, and this is one of those few weeks where I've seen all of them, and you're going to want to see a lot of them. All right, so let's start with Bond, James Bond. Dun-dun-dun-dun. All right, let me tell you the good news about it and the bad news about it. The bad news is it's 148 minutes, which makes it the longest James Bond ever. It's number 24, and I actually went and did the research, that it is 5 minutes longer than the longest, and it's 42 minutes longer than the shortest, which was 106 minutes.
What was the longest before this?
The longest before, Heyman, I actually had this all written down, was 144 minutes, Casino Royale.
Oh,
Skyfall was 143, yeah. Mm. But most of them came in at about, you know, just around 2 hours.
Why are all the Daniel Craig ones so long?
That's
so weird.
Well, Quantum of Solace was the shortest, which was 106 minutes.
Okay.
All right, so so it was the shortest. So one of his, two of his, Casino Royale was 144, Quantum of Solace 106, Skyfall 143, Inspector 148. All right, so here's the deal. And there are two of the big movies this week have exactly the same issue, all right? You've got an old franchise that they're trying to revive and make valuable and viable in the year 2015, all right? So what they do with Spectre, and I've always liked Daniel Craig. I think he is a really good actor. I mean, Sean Connery, like everybody else, is my fave. But they try and take a guy who is basically a womanizer, an assassin, somebody who was incapable of dealing with his own feelings, and make him a modern man. Well, I'm not sure that that's a very good idea. Supposedly he's under contract, but it's he's not going to do the 25th one. He said he'd rather commit suicide. So we're not sure exactly what's going to happen. A cryptic message from Bond's past sends him on a trail to uncover a sinister organization. While M battles political forces to keep the Secret Service alive, Bond peels back the layers of deceit to reveal the terrible truth behind Spectre. Now, Spectre, you may recall from you folks who are Bond fans, is a 40-year-old notion, all right? I think this movie was a mess, to be quite honest. They fly a helicopter upside down. I actually did some research. It turns out you can fly a fixed rotor helicopter upside down. It's very hard to do. It probably was not done in this film. It was probably done CGI. If you like helicopters and explosions, you'll be fine. If you're going for the babes, the only naked babes you get are in the beginning graphics. There are three women in it. Two of them keep their clothes on. The third one is a doctor, and it only shows up in a slip. So, I think that you either decide that this is a franchise who's kind of outlived itself, but I think trying to make him a modern man, I think, was a mistake, and it just took too damn long. The Peanuts movie has exactly the same problem, right? It's an old franchise, and people think they know what's happening. And the first half of the movie, which is a mere 93 minutes, folks, is just straight recognition. You see Schroeder, you see Lucy, you see the Red Baron, you see the Sweet Babu. I mean, and you're about 40 minutes into it, and you think, okay, I know all of this. I know it from comic strips. Do I need to see it in a movie? And then something magical happens, all right? That basically they do get a new spin on an old story, and it actually works. All right. Snoopy embarks upon his greatest mission as he and his team take to the skies to pursue their arch nemesis. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with Charlie Brown and acceptance. And Charlie Brown accomplishes what I think James Bond didn't, which is how to make an old franchise fresh and new. All right. We come back. I'll tell you about Spotlight, Trumbo, Brooklyn, Miss You Already, Thebe, and what our fathers did in Nazi legacy. So stay tuned. More movies. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water.
Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so let me review the rest of the movies that are coming out so you'll know, because a bunch of them, they said you've got James Bond, Spectre, you've got Peanuts, the movie, you've got Spotlight, which a lot of people are viewing as an award contender. It's a true story of how the Boston Globe uncovered the scandal of child molestation and cover-up within the local Catholic archdiocese. It's terrific. It's Mark Ruffalo, Michael Keaton, Rachel McAdams, Liev Schreiber. It's a lot of people are saying Oscar. It's a wonderful movie. Trumbo, 1947, Dalton Trumbo was Hollywood's top screenwriter until he and other artists were jailed and blacklisted for their political beliefs. Bryan Cranston plays Trumbo. Diane Lane, Helen Mirren, is terrific as Hedda Hobler. Hedda Hopper. I combine that with Hedda Gabler, which is a different thing. This one he basically won Oscars for Roman Holiday and The Brave One while he was banned. And so it's an interesting story, and some Hollywood names that you're never going to think of the same again. Brooklyn is a small little movie that is a very good little movie with Saoirse Ronan. about, and Delman Gleason is probably, and Jim Broadbent are the names that you're going to remember. An Irish immigrant lands in 1950s Brooklyn, where she quickly falls into a new romance. When her past catches up with her, she must choose between two countries and the lives that exist within. So it's a charming story, a little story. I don't know if it's going to make any money, but it's worth seeing. Miss You Already is kind of this generation's Beaches. Friendship between two lifelong girlfriends is put to the test when one starts a family and the other falls ill. Drew Barrymore, this is Toni Collette's movie all the way around. Dominic Cooper's also with it, and Patty Considine. It's kind of fun to watch if you do have the sense that you've seen it before, just because of Beaches. But Toni Collette is fantastic to watch. Phoebe is one of those little movies that if I don't send you to, you're not going to go see it, and you're going to be missing something. It's 100 minutes. In the Ottoman province of Hejaz during World War I, a young Bedouin boy experiences a greatly hastened coming of age as he embarks on a perilous desert journey to guide a British officer to a secret destination. This is basically the real story behind Lawrence of Arabia, and it is terrific. It's Jordan's entry for the best foreign language film, and it's just an amazing movie. It's called Thebe, T-H-E-E-B, and you really owe it to yourself to see it. Well, What Our Fathers Did and Nazi Legacy, we're going to interview Philippe Sands, who wrote it, who or at least he has a book that on which the documentary is based, where his family was wiped out in the Ukraine. And this is the two, he's talking with the sons of the two top Nazis who were responsible for it, and their different responses to him and to the World War II and to their fathers and to their legacy. So, Spectre will probably do very well. It was the biggest opening in Europe ever for any movie. I mean, look, if you love James Bond, you're going to want to see it. I think it's a less than successful movie, and I think it's one of the less successful Bonds. Not as bad as George Lazenby, but what can I tell you? Peanuts movie should do very well. Kids loved it. Adults loved it. It's only 90 minutes. It'll probably be the number one movie, and deservedly so. Spotlight's a terrific movie. Will be around, I think, at Oscar time, based on a true story with great performances. And I think it's a similar kind of story to Truth, but much better done and much more believable and much more focused. And the media turns out to be the good guys rather than the bad guys in this one. Trumbo gives you a look at the House Un-American Activities Committee and its effect on Hollywood, with Bryan Cranston having a great... I don't know if he'll be nominated for a Best Actor in this, because it's kind of a... It's just not a very flamboyant part, but it's a really good story. And Helen Mirren's wonderful, but of course, when has she not been wonderful? Brooklyn is a small little story that's very well done that hopefully people will see. I don't have great hopes for it, especially coming out this time of year. Miss You Already is more a chick flick, not in a negative way, but the friendship between two women, and Toni Collette, I think, very well may be nominated. She's wonderful in it. Thebe is a little movie that you really should see. I think it will be around at awards nomination time, and it's one of those movies that gives you perspective on a culture that is completely unknown to us, and in an extraordinary way. I thought Thebe was a wonderful movie. What Our Fathers Did in Nazi Legacy is painful, important, psychologically astute, and looks at the world. You know, it's interesting that a bunch of these movies basically are, well, in fact, all of them are historical. Well, except I suppose Bond is historical without actually being historical. But What Our Fathers Did is set today, but has to do with World War II. Thebe is set in World War I. Miss You Already is set today. Brooklyn is set in the 50s. Trumbo is set in the 50s. And Spotlight is set, I think, in the 50s. No, I think that was in the 80s. Trying to remember what actual year that this was set in. I think it's in the 80s. Peanuts is ageless, and James Bond is aging. So, lots to choose from. So, you saw Martian last night, right?
Yeah, I did.
And you loved it?
Oh, I thought it was terrific.
Yeah, I've just started the book on which the movie was based, and it's wonderful as well. Mm-hmm. It's a little more profane with a sense of humor. And, you know, the story about it is the guy who wrote it put it on his, he self-published it, and he had people respond to it and change things. And he had NASA involved with it. And so the book goes into a lot more detail, because some of the things that happen in the movie, they just pass over very quickly. And they're really not possible, but it's all explained. It all is explained to you in the book, as opposed to flying helicopters upside down. It turns out, as I said, you can't do that. There's no aerodynamic lift. And it turns out you can, not very easily, and probably not done in this movie. It was probably done CGI. But you need a fixed rotor. So does that make sense to you for helicopters? You know what the rotor is, so it just has to be fixed, like a fixed wing, except it's a fixed rotor.
Yeah.
It also turns out that it's against the law to fly them as low as they did in this movie. But there, it makes for a fascinating chase scene. So if you like, look, if you're going to Bond for the stunts and the explosions, you'll be okay. If you're looking for the babes, you're going to be disappointed. If you're looking for snappy dialogue, not so much. I mean, this was, I understand the problem in this one. Sam Mendes did it again. He directed this. But you sort of have the sense that Daniel Craig was not incredibly happy about this. And it kind of shows on the screen. So basically, they've, as he said, the star and the director have elevated the Bond world to previously unseen heights. It broke records upon its worldwide release. But, yeah, I mean, they tried to do, look, to their credit, they tried to do something that made it fresher. I'm not sure that they succeeded, but you have to give them credit for trying, and they don't need my help. It just made more money worldwide than anything else ever has. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockItPocket.com. Or will you forget?
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.